you smell what Barack has cooked?
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
My name is Chris Kelly.
We are in Washington, D.C. Yeah, not the future home of President Trump. He's going to have a residence here, but he's not really going to live here. His daughter might be first lady. More on that later. We are hosting a podcast about the intersections of professional wrestling and presidential politics, and it's finally come. Our time is now. Linda McMahon is officially part of the 45th president, that's hard to say, of Donald Trump's cabinet.
Yeah, she's the going to be the administrator of the Small Business Administration. Small business, like a billion-dollar media company.
She did it, guys.
She did it.
She did it. She's living the gimmick of a billionaire.
Yeah, and I was really happy to see all of Twitter, both politics, wrestling, music, everyone get behind this with all their gifs of Linda McMahon, like this is the first time anybody has told them that there's an intersection between politics and wrestling. No, and it's great because Linda McMahon, like all the other McMahons, has the least screen time and she's done the least, but she's still taken a stunner very poorly. She's taken a tombstone pile driver very poorly. She's kicked JR in the nuts. She's been comatose and watched Vince McMahon try to have sex with Trish Stratus. She also hit Vince in the nuts, slapped him in the face, hit him in the nuts.
It was called a bitch by her husband on screen.
She was comatose, pretended to be comatose in a wheelchair. It was a heady time.
And she's appeared on this show. She's appeared on this podcast.
Yeah, you talked to her at the RNC, which you can listen to. I think that one's still
on the
SoundCloud. The big lesson, other than that it's fun to have gifs of cabinet level officials hitting people in the nuts, is that sometimes you don't have to spend $100 million.
So what Chris is referring to is Linda did run for Senate twice in 2012. No, 2010 and 2012. 2010, if you don't remember, was the big Tea Party year. Mm-hmm. So there was this whole wave of nonconformist candidates. And that kind of worked out for
worked
a lot
in the
of
primary
people.
Yeah. For her.
So Linda won the primary, lost, spent $50 million. Ran again 2 years later. Same result, lost. That's $100 million on two failed senatorial campaigns. I think setting a record.
Yes, it's definitely a record for the most spent on losing efforts.
I'd like to point out that this is a real record and not a WrestleMania attendance record where all the numbers don't matter.
Yeah, these are FEC numbers that exist. Whereas the other stuff, it doesn't take $100 million to get credibility by being in government. It only took 11, because that would be the $5 million that the McMahons gave to the Trump Foundation, making them the single biggest givers to the Trump Foundation.
And we've gone over this many, many times, and I'm sure if you know about the Trump Foundation at all, you will understand that it is a way for Donald Trump to collect money without having to pay certain taxes on that
money. And without having to give any donations away. They gave him a couple million in the same year that he was in the Battle of the Billionaires, and he gave him a couple million or another million in the year that he
appeared on Monday Night Raw when he fake bought Monday Night Raw
and caused real little blip on their stock price.
So what we're saying is what was true in 2009 about just saying things about buying companies and maybe teasing things in a social media way doesn't impact the market. We learned that this week when the president-elect also said bad things about, say, Boeing. And also for Carrier. So words matter, even though actions don't.
Yeah, even if the words have no reality behind them.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
And just for the accountants out there, the $5 million to the foundation, and then also this year there was $6 million in August and September to a PAC supporting Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And those numbers, well, you know, those
it's not chump change.
Yeah.
It's not that much.
It moved the dial enough that you could get a lower level cabinet position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's our reality.
Yeah.
That is our reality, and we have a book about it. Go to DonaldTrumpIsAWrestler.com and
or PresidentWrestler.com.
I'm so glad I bought that.
Yes.
I'm so glad I bought that.
Yeah.
I would also like to point out that Chris and I are not willing this into existence. A lot of our media friends particularly are like, "Oh my god, all the things you predicted are true." It's like, "Well, did we predict them or we just, you know, looked at four documents and put some I guess that's a prediction. I guess we're soothsayers." No. This was laid out in front of us on a billion-dollar company's network called the WWE Network. We did not uncover anything.
Yeah.
We looked at things and we talked to people.
Yeah, we're gonna do better than 538. We're gonna start a prediction site called 619.
Oh God! Should we explain that or no? I don't
think
we should.
Just leave it.
All right, cool.
So also, this happened when I was in New Orleans, but even people in New Orleans saw this happen. When Donald Trump kind of changed our policy with Taiwan with a tweet. Once again, words matter. The president of Taiwan called me today, today, to wish me congratulations on winning the presidency. Thank you. And if you were reading that at Real Trump Hogan, it would say, thank you, brother. But this is what the called me part I just love so much.
Yeah.
Because he's willing to get us into nuclear war China and been like a jilted, like a boyfriend who's like, I didn't talk to her. My ex called me, man. I don't know what to tell you.
So two things about this that are important. This definitely has a wrestling relation. The WWE is trying to break into China, big time.
Yeah,
not big league, big time. Here's how. Number one, Big Time was an official song of WrestleMania. You remember this one?
Yeah.
That was the hands down the greatest WrestleMania theme song.
Peter Gabriel's
Big Time when they were in L.A. Sorry, that was a complete tangent, but I'm keeping it in the show. Number two, they had a press conference about, I don't know, 6 months ago. Yeah. And John Cena is learning Mandarin and spoke Mandarin for 2.5 minutes.
I think we should put the entire 2.5 minutes in Mandarin so you can hear how good John Cena's Mandarin sounds to someone who doesn't speak Mandarin.
All right, let's put the whole thing. Here's John Cena. This is a real thing that we did not make up. This exists. This is not called together from random clips. This is one clip.
It's not random clips of him speaking Mandarin.
Yes, exactly. He's saying the words that are coming out of his mouth. Oh, I just did that. Anyways, here is what I like to think of as a future president John Cena in China.
Thank you. 刚对不起，因为我会设置用中文，但是大多数时候我的中文只马马虎虎。我会说慢，我会说容易，所以谢谢。因为现在你们都有很多耐心，请允许我告诉你们一点关于WWE。WWE是全球公司。 WWE 节目都在180个国家，但是 WWE 生意跟爆破广路都在中国，以前不大，若认为这是坏事，因为很多人都在全球最喜欢 WWE， 我相信 WWE 是最好的娱乐。 我很感谢对于 PPTV， 因为现在 WWE 爆破广路都在中国会换。现在我宣布 WWE 跟 PPTV 有很多年签合同，两个公司现在合作伙伴 WWE and PPTV。 are now corporate partners. WWE 节目名字WWE Monday Night Raw， 2个小时WWE 节目名字WWE Smackdown， 差不多一样时间都在美国，两个节目会说中文，没有用英文，所以中国人可以了解更多。这是最好机会对于WWE，我很感谢对于PPTV给我们这个机会，请现在。 看到一点视频关于PPTV。
All right, so that's the second part. The third part that I think is very important about this is why did this call take place? Now, we're going to go away from wrestling a little bit, but we're going to get back to it. Why did this call with Taiwan take place? Do you know why this call with Taiwan take place?
enlighten me. I was out of the...
No, you know exactly why. It's because of Bob Dole.
Yeah.
Now, Bob Dole matters. Who was the one former presidential candidate to appear at the RNC this summer?
There you go, Bob Dole.
Bob Dole. Just like Vince McMahon, Donald Trump is incredibly loyal. Expertise doesn't matter. Common sense doesn't matter. Money doesn't even matter. But if you are loyal to Donald Trump, if you are loyal to Vince McMahon, you're going to have a good future. If you're willing to join the Kiss My Ass Club, he'll do whatever he wants as long as it benefits both of you. And he's proven that yet again with this Bob Dole thing. It's not crazy.
Yeah, and also, I think...
Oh, by the way, it's very, very crazy. Him taking the call, that's insane.
That's insane. Don't do that.
No. We don't agree with that. That's insane. But him being loyal to Bob Dole, that's not crazy at all. That's right. Par for the course.
Right. Also, this idea of that, can you believe that Donald Trump is just taking calls willy-nilly? He doesn't understand there's the one China policy, all this. This was a concerted effort from conservatives and Republicans to make this happen for business reasons. Like, they want this to happen. And... Mm-hmm. None of this, we all like, this is the, once again, this is the Hamilton effect of thinking this is the part where it's not just entertainment, where people are treating it the way they think we're doing, which we're not.
I like to think fantasy warfare just got real, personally.
It actually might.
Oh, shit.
So.
We're definitely not explaining that catchphrase.
Yeah. And the thing is, with all this stuff, it's, you know, there is a lot of sleight of hand. There is the... I mean, in wrestling, the classic, I mean, for the entire history of wrestling, the stomping on the mat while you make a fake punch that doesn't connect. It's just misdirection. This is all happening, you know, tweets about Taiwan and picking a pro wrestling promoter as a cabinet-level official, while the news that he's not will not divest from anything, not the company that's making the Dakota Pipeline, not the hotel, and definitely not Celebrity Apprentice, which he will still be an executive producer of.
You mean Celebrity Apprentice hosted by WWE Hall of Famer Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
You mean Celebrity Apprentice, which featured Goldberg?
I'm really glad
you
that
mean
Goldberg
Celebrity
came
Apprentice,
back.
Which featured WrestleMania 1 star Cyndi Lauper?
I like that Goldberg came back so that connection is even more obvious to anyone who's listening to us. So, yeah, that's all happening. And the issue of he won't divest, he's going to... Well, back a little bit, the Suns will take a little more control, but he's still going to have, as president, financial stake in a lot of the things he's doing. He's also going to have a pseudo first lady.
This is so perfect. I love this so much.
So there's some signals that his daughter Ivanka will step back from her like money portfolio, not entirely. Let's not be crazy.
Calm down, guys. Yeah. Don't worry. She's going
to
be good.
To fill certain roles that a first lady does.
So this is not surprising at all. We keep joking about that we record in Washington, D.C. And when we started the show, we said the future home of President Trump as a JK.
You said that as a JK.
Because he's on, and no matter what, he was going to be on Pennsylvania Avenue. He alluded to this in the debates.
Yes.
Now, he's going to be on Pennsylvania Avenue. He's probably going to stay at that hotel more than he stays in the White House. That's fine. Who will not be joining him is his actual wife, his third wife, Melania, and his youngest son, Barron. They're going to be living in New York.
Doing sexy photo sessions. And did you see that picture, by the way?
No. Wait, how long ago? Like, is this the golden
it's
everything?
This week? No, it's this
oh,
week.
It's a new one?
Barron is, I'll describe it since it's an audio podcast. Barron, who's nine?
It's 9 or 10, yeah.
He's, Melania's sitting. He is straddling her, taking her a photo of her while she has her hands on his thighs, like you do with a mom and son.
All right, I'm not going to get into that. She seems like a lady, a nice lady, I guess. I don't know what to say anymore. I don't want to make fun of a kid at the same time. I don't care who your parents are. You're not your father's son. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Give him some time
to be a bad person, which he probably will be.
Well, yeah, that's whatever. But I'm not going to do that.
And
the
wrestling analog here, clearly with Ivanka as first lady, we're making the perverse jokes that people are making. But it's also just continuing the McMahon Trump legacy of
a legacy of excellence. The McMahon Legacy of Excellence Award, where you want to marry your own daughter.
Yeah, which Vince McMahon has tried to use incest storylines with his daughter, and they've
on multiple occasions.
They've been vetoed by his daughter. And so now we get to have kind of the first lady thing hasn't happened. I think like Buchanan was a bachelor, and he had, like, his niece was his first lady to do those ceremonial duties, but nothing that is followed from years of him sexually objectifying his own daughter. So, well, maybe Buchanan did. He was a real piece of shit. I don't know.
God.
So, on that note, in DC, also something I missed while I was here is fantasy warfare got real with Pizzagate.
Oh, shit. Okay, so
I didn't think I was going to be able to get to a transition about a pedophilia ring, but the Baron thing, nailed it.
Boy. Okay, so my day job, I'm the editor of Brightish Young Things. We've been implicated with Pizzagate since the start.
Is this because you're the devil?
Because we'll get to that in a second. Last episode, I joke that I'm the devil on this show. It was a JK because I had a column coming out saying, I'm the devil. And that was on Friday of last week. So that's Friday, December 2nd. I wrote a column called I'm the Devil. And it's this whole like, you know what? Fuck it. If you can't understand blatant things, I'm going to be the most blatant bad thing ever, which is the devil. In the middle of the article, it also says there's such thing as free will and I don't exist. So fuck off. On Saturday, was it Saturday or Sunday? Over the weekend. Over the weekend, an actual person went in with an actual gun to an actual pizza parlor.
Yes.
So then that happened.
Yeah, and the Pizzagate thing, this total right-wing conspiracy fake news, basically taking one email of John Podesta saying that they were having thanking Comet Ping Pong, a family restaurant pizza place in Northwest
in
Washington,
Chevy Chase. Northwest DC, and there's a few things about this that are, I guess, important to the narrative that they have. All of the words are code for other things,
right?
And that they actually did do Hillary Clinton fundraisers.
Yes.
So there's no hiding at all.
Right.
A man shows up with a gun, blah 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 blah, and it's really bad. And I think things are so crazy. We should shut up about this. Maybe I shouldn't have wrote that I'm the devil. And then General Flynn and General Flynn's son are tweeting out false flag operations about this.
And you can't win with conspiracy theorists.
So then I doubled down and explained on Monday why I'm the devil. And then we have the, if you ever want more information about this, go to BrightishYoungThings.com. There's an explainer of every single aspect of what's happening. It's real simple. It's a real great thing. And that's where we're at right now.
Yes.
Now, how does this relate to wrestling? I guess it's the first time in our show's history where we should play It's Still Real to Me, Damn It clip, but it's about Pizzagate, so
Unfortunately, there is while the Pizzagate thing, to be clear, there was not a child sex ring being run in a pizza place.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There was kind of a sex scandal involving young boys in the WWE's history.
Yeah, that just makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically ring boys who were like, this is from the real carny days of like local youths would help them set up the ring, tear the ring down, you know, and there were some guys in the company, announcers and backstage guys who had a production for young boys. There was accusations. It's all like tabloid. It filtered up to basically Geraldo. That was the highest this ever got.
No, Donahue. It got to Donahue. All there's
right.
a
that
clip.
Higher? Is that in the...
Donahue's definitely higher. Donahue was on par with Oprah, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, Donahue was a big deal in the late 80s. Right. You could find it, I think, on Daily... We found it when we were working on the book. Right. Was it Daily Beast? Something like that. I don't think it's on YouTube. But it's pretty well documented. If you care enough, you could easily find it probably in the Squared Circle Reddit. We'll get to Reddit in a second. Yeah. But it exists. It's easy to research. It's easy to find. That era is long gone. Thank God.
Thank God. No, I mean, they definitely... There was... like payoffs. There was a couple accusations. None of it ever went to trial. It was kind of a smaller footnote while the WWF was going through its much more public steroid trial. We're not in favor of that. And the company, has moved on from that as far as like they're a super good corporate actor now. And they don't have a ring boy sex scandals anymore.
Yeah.
They don't have ring boys because they're a professional company and not a bunch of carnies.
And now people will die if they're set up by young boys instead of professional union members or probably not union members. What am I talking about? It's the WWE. There's no union members. What's wrong with me? I apologize to the listener at home.
Apologize.
Let's stay in DC for a little bit longer.
Sure.
It's time to move on to the inauguration. It's going to be on January 20th. I would like to point this out every single time we talk about it. It's the same week as Martin Luther King Day. So happy birthday, Martin Luther King Jr. You changed the world. You're a hero. President Trump's going to be on the mall. That's a reality. Did you know that? Same week. We should always mention this. Same week.
And close to the Royal Rumble. there were some reports that Trump was sitting down with his buddy, the producer of Apprentice, Survivor Mark Burnett, and kind of brainstorming ways to really get some pizzazz to this inauguration, pretty staid affair. They talked about parades. They talked about taking a helicopter from New York to D.C. And it looks like the helicopter's not going to happen. And clearly because, like, Sting's already done it. And not Sting, the tantric rocker guy. But
tantric rocker
That's
guy.
The two things I picked. Sting, the WCW icon that Seth Rollins almost killed in the ring, descended from a helicopter. Kind of the inspiration for the Owen Hart thing when Owen Hart died.
Yeah.
Also, the Shield showed up at the O2 Arena in London via helicopter when they were paramilitary guys. And it's a hell of an entrance, but you're not going to top that. I mean, he tried to, President-elect Trump tried to top The Undertaker at the RNC. He did a pretty good job, but...
Let's play this clip from the Meet the Press following the RNC, and it'll explain why Trump's really good with entrances.
I got to ask you about your entrance before we get serious here. Fine. That Monday night entrance was something else. I know you've gotten a lot of feedback on it.
Well, I think I got a little bit lucky, and a couple of people had that idea, and I went along with the idea, and everything just worked right. And it was so good that they wanted to do it on Thursday night. I said, never in a million years, because you'll never get it that way again.
I don't think I've seen that even on WWE.
Yeah, I know. Well, Vince is a good friend of mine. He called me. He said that was a very, very good entrance. But I didn't want to do it a second time because, you know, never works out the second time.
Let's move on to something that seems a little bit more realistic than a president-elect being flown in a helicopter.
And I think a little levity.
Yeah,
considering what we've had to touch on in this episode.
We've already referenced him once, and... God willing, we're going to reference him every single week until this country implodes. Yeah. American hero John Cena is hosting this week's Saturday Night Live. Do we even need to explain why that's a big deal?
I think it's pretty self-evident.
Pretty.
That and the fact that I don't think a lot of people realize this, that the real crossover moment for the highest paid actor and the sexiest man alive, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, came when he hosted Saturday Night Live.
Before The Rock hosted SNL, it was all about Stone Cold. And it still was in the wrestling circles, but Stone Cold's not people's sexiest man of the world. Dwayne The Rock Johnson showed off his comedic chops in 2000. John Cena's doing it in 2016. It makes sense. The WWE has never had more mainstream success since that era, since the Attitude Era. And no man represents that more than Sisters co-star, than Knocked Up co-star, than American Grit co-star, than Total Bellas co-star, John Cena.
Yeah, and at 39, staring down the end of his career, looking at transition like The Rock has, like Hogan didn't, like Stone Cold kind of has.
Yeah, Stone Cold
seems
fine.
He's found his niche. He's he's fine. He's got acting chops. He's got comedic chops. And it's,
so,
it's you know, a public platform.
We already know he's funny, and... Most people that are wrestling fans also know the really bad direct-to-DVD films that WWE produces. One of the biggest is called The Marine, starring John Cena. But there's another movie coming up that actually looks legit good.
Yeah. There's a movie called The Wall, directed by Doug Liman, who's done... I'm pulling up his IMDb because I forgot what he's done. He did the Bourne movies, Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, he just done Edge of Tomorrow, which was one of the most critically acclaimed... horribly named films of the last few years starring Tom Cruise. This is a real movie. This isn't a direct-to-DVD movie.
Yeah, no, it's basically Phone Booth plus the Hurt Locker with a little like Enemy at the Gates.
So this is important because Cena is sticking to his military roles, mm-hmm. which, no joke, means he's got a chance in the Trump administration. Our future president-elect is stocking up on generals. He loves his generals. And if you've done any reading about why he loves his generals, it's because of the love of the film Patton. That's real. That's completely real. I'm convinced that if John Cena introduces himself to Donald Trump as a soldier, he would be convinced that he's a soldier.
Yeah, I'm John Cena the Marine.
Cena's hosting this because in the last, I'd say, the duration of the campaign, he's never been bigger than ever before. I think there are two reasons for that. Number one, clearly the mainstream success... with all the films, which led him to things like co-hosting Today Show. We've talked about this in the past. I think it's important. Well, Trump was in the primary. John Cena came out on multiple occasions on shows like Today saying, I don't like this Islamophobia. I don't like this bigotry against Mexicans. So that's not how we are as Americans. That was in 2015. On July 4th, 2016, he starred in a 3.5-minute PSA by the Ad Council, essentially saying, I'm pro-gay, I'm pro-love, I'm pro-trans, everybody be cool with each other, we are America. It will most likely win an Emmy next year. The 2015 Ad Council ad won an Emmy. he is representing all of the things that liberals like to believe that they are.
Right.
He's a professional wrestler that works for Vince McMahon. This is fascinating. I am so, so interested to see if John Cena will say one word about the future president. I don't know how he doesn't.
On SNL?
On SNL.
Of course. I mean, that's going to happen.
Will Trump tweet about this?
That's the conflict. He's, as everyone probably knows who's listened to this, you know, Trump has been attacking SNL. He doesn't, because they're lampooning him, and he doesn't like that. This is why he got into the race in the first place, was Obama making fun of him at the Correspondents' Dinner in 2011. So it'll be an interesting conflict, and we'll see if John Cena, the part-time WWE wrestler who doesn't have to listen to Vince McMahon, steps into what they have been avoiding, which is mentioning Trump, which is positive or negatively.
If this is your first episode and you think that politics has a lot to do with wrestling, it used to have more to do in storyline than ever before. Mm-hmm. This is the first election cycle, and I think any year.
Yeah, they've kept
since the
dry.
Start of it. They haven't done anything.
And they haven't had, impersonators wrestling in the ring. They haven't had a fake Bill Clinton in the stands. They haven't had the actual candidates make statements.
They didn't have former mistresses show up for backstage interviews.
Yeah.
So all of those things happened, not 2016. That's why. Let's move on to the WWE's biggest star of all time, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's continuing to be great. He's people's sexiest man. He's got the number one movie at the box office. And today, we're recording this on Friday afternoon, by the way, Friday at 5 p.m. on December 9th. He was on The Today Show, also on NBC.
There you go. The home of The Apprentice.
Home of The Apprentice. Home of Celebrity Apprentice. And he's promoting his brand new special, Rock the Troops. It's another tribute show, because similar to John Cena and similar to Donald Trump, The Rock loves the troops.
Yeah.
That's his base. Tell me that he could not win in any state in 2020 or 2024.
I can't give you a counterfactual.
He's fantastic, and I just wanted to mention that today, of all days, you can pretty much find The Rock on major TV any day.
Yeah.
And he's fantastic, and he's still beloved. And not one mention of Trump either.
No. Nope.
He still won't mention Trump. It's fantastic. Let's combine the two arenas. This Tuesday in Washington, D.C., SmackDown Live, tribute to the troops.
Yes.
We're going to be going to that. I am excited because I like going to wrestling events, and I am not excited because tribute to the troops events are horrible.
So they'll have that, but they'll have some extra matches that'll get taped.
They're
going to film SmackDown. They're going to put up, we're going to have 205 Live, mm-hmm. the Cruiserweight show. It's going to be a lot of wrestling.
I like wrestling. Yeah. I don't like tribute to the troops because everyone's a good guy.
Let's see. I mean, they've got a couple foreign heels on the roster. They're probably going to lose. We'll see what happens.
All right. So we should do a little TLC recap. TLC was Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. That was last weekend. There's one reason I really enjoyed this pay-per-view.
Yes.
It was a great product, start to finish. I didn't think
SmackDown's the better show, so yeah.
It's the A show. I didn't think there was one weak match, and that includes the Chairs match.
I think everything worked. I think that's the sleeper for one of the better matches.
It's great. What's the one thing that every match had in common?
Nearly every match, the heels won.
Yeah, every single title match, the heels won.
Yes.
2016 is the year of the heel.
Yeah.
Heel means bad guy, everybody. That's our year. What was supposed to happen. It was good.
Yeah, and the heels, the wrestling thing, and the thing that is the corrective when the second edition of our book comes out is basically that the heel doesn't always lose. The heel eventually loses because that's the face has to triumph, and that's what the fans are really waiting for. But in the meantime, I mean, the heel gets more and more heat. I mean, we've had heels who have belts for the championship for more than a year. Ric Flair had the belt plenty, and he was always a heel. And in the wrestling storytelling, that's what works. That's why heels won. So the Wyatt family won the tag team belts. They will eventually be beaten by American Alpha for the tag team belts, and that'll be a good storyline. By the way, Bray Wyatt's first belt.
I know, that's crazy. Yeah. How long has he been in the company? Like 5 years?
Yeah. The Miz, IC champion again, cheats again, more and more heat, continues his feud.
Side note, all of the real-life couples in the WWE currently are villains, bad guys.
Yeah, the ones married are bad, or they're getting cuckolded, or setting up sex traps. It's crazy.
All the ones that are dating, they're all faces. It's really weird.
Alexa Bliss pushed Becky Lynch through a table. Becky Lynch will lose to Nikki Bella at some point. John Cena's real-life girlfriend, AJ Styles, once again aided, for the first time aided by a jobber, but eventually AJ Styles will lose to John Cena, so John Cena can have his 16th championship run. I will say that chairs match, Baron Corbin and Kalisto actually work really well together, even with a stupid stipulation of use chairs.
Actually, the chairs helped it.
Yeah, no, but they work well together as styles. And then even on the Tuesday, the rematch, they did like a lucha kind of move that Baron turned into his finisher. And he continues giving the best value on Talking Smack.
So I'm a big baseball fan.
Yes.
If I don't know why you're listening to this if you don't like wrestling, but the easiest way to explain this is Baron Corbin is essentially a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Mm-hmm. And Kalisto is like a 5'3" single hitter, and he just every once in a while he connects with that speed, and that single is now a home run. But more often than not, the guy with the 100-mile-an-hour fastball is going to strike you out or beam you and murder you. So it's fun.
Yeah, I would go with the football one since Baron Corbin in real life was a lineman.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's a big lineman, and you know, and or he's a guy on. You know what he is? He's the guy on the kickoff defense and. Kalisto, I know you think you have a better one, but this is a good one.
No,
Kalisto
I know
is the punt return of the kicker.
You're 100% right. No, that's a better analogy. Where I'm going with this is I'm so fucking dumb. We haven't talked about this yet, nor is it in the fucking book. This will be in the second edition of the book. Vince McMahon and Donald Trump had football leagues. That's a lie. Vince McMahon had a football league. Donald Trump was an owner of a team in a football league.
Yes.
One was XFL in 2000, and one was the USFL from like 86 to 88.
Mm-hmm.
Trump played football in high school and was a good athlete. So did John Cena. So did Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That's why Dwayne The Rock Johnson's currently on the cover of Sports Illustrated. This is the second week in a row we forgot to mention that. They don't mention wrestling
on the cover. They don't mention wrestling on the cover. Because everyone knows Dwayne Johnson from being second.
You know Warren Sapp's backup from the University of Miami in the early 90s? Of course I do.
I wasn't there then, but as a Miami grad and fan, like, that's like the 10th thing on his bio. But anyway.
So yet again, wrestling's considered the joke. Wrestling's the thing that's not mentioned. You don't know Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You don't know the sexiest man alive, and you don't know the president without using the same devices. They understand the cult of personality. So I'm very excited for this Saturday night. I don't think I've been this excited for SNL since Charles Barkley hosted and Nirvana was the musical guest, and that was in September of 93. And I'm 34.
Some time.
I'm very excited about her. Is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to in this show? Or on Tuesday at Tribute to the Troops?
I think the big question is, is Cena available for Tribute for the Troops? Or does he do it via remote? Does he come back and get a great pop like he did at Battleground on the Tribute for the Troops taping? Which is a mouthful. But hopefully we can see Cena and we can hear this.
Your time is up, my